Good evening, everyone, and welcome to...
And that voice you hear in the background already is the man. What can you say? He is the best broadcaster in the history of broadcasting, as far as I'm concerned.
You are as well, Scott Spears. I thank you for the opportunity to be here at Huntington Park tonight.
The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Huntington Park, where the Columbus Clippers play, we have withstood what looked like was going to be a rainstorm. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I thought it was going to get rained out.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was, but a little sprinkle there. Nothing bad happened. We're okay.
We're moving baseball, on. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you remember Patrick here from
WNCI? Yes, I do, WNCI, that's right. Patrick, how you been?
Good, how about you?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm here with Scott Spears. And Scott, I understand before we start our little broadcast here, I understand you guys will soon be celebrating 4 years.
4 years on the air, June the 10th.
I can't wait to come over.
Oh,
man.
You're going to be part of the big celebrity guest then.
I want to be. You were with me from practically day one.
Day one.
And here we are 4 years later. I got a different mentor, of course, different circumstances, but I'm still holding on to the voice there. And I want to say hello to all the Marion residents, all of you listeners.
You know, Ted, have you always had this voice? I think in all the times we've gotten together, I've never asked you that. When did the voice change?
14. Remember, I told you, my mother used to always wake me up. She would say, "Lazy Teddy, will you get up with?" And it was an obnoxious song that you have to get up with. So one day I just pulled the covers by and I said, "Mommy, please, just..." And she pulled them off of me and said, "Oh my God, your voice." And, you know, the rest is history.
Your mother was such a wonderful woman.
I thank you.
She called in one morning, if you remember, when we were doing a show.
Yeah.
And just to say hello. She was the nicest lady.
I love you, Scott. And your mom, and your grandma, rather.
Yes,
yeah, she's
yes.
A beautiful woman as well.
We've had some wonderful time with family, that's for sure, over the years.
Yes, yes.
And you're like family now.
Well, I thank you. And I've always felt that way.
Yes, you're always welcome.
Anything you need me to do, getting to Marion, though, was funny. And I want to say one thing in recovery, in words of recovery. We have to encourage our kids in the Marion area, and there's other surrounding areas with that epidemic of fentanyl and heroin and opiates of all choices. And I know that this is not the time to go into it, but I just want to say, pray for your children, because the ages are getting younger, and the drugs itself are getting more dangerous. So continue to keep prayer implemented in your family situation.
You know, that's interesting, because as we are here and as I can see, we are, to describe it to listeners, that's the great thing about radio. We can describe what we are seeing.
Yes.
We are sitting here just across from the Huntington Park sign as the sun is going down behind overcast skies, but no rain.
And it's a fly ball in a deep center field. No, I'm just teasing.
But it's a beautiful sight. It's a great night for baseball. Oh, was that that sounded like the Macho Man. I think that's what that was. I know, a former pro wrestler,
that's right,
I believe.
That's right.
They throw those sounds that you hear from time to time.
Yeah, do-do-do-do.
Yeah. Now, do you have a favorite baseball song?
Let's Go Mets. Let's Go Mets.
Yes.
You know, that was back in 1969 when the Mets won the World Series against the Baltimore Orioles, and I've been a Mets fan ever since. Now, my father's a Yankee fan, being from... You know, he was back in the days of Mel Stottlemyre, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, you know, and I was a Mets fan. I wanted my Nolan Ryan, Tom Seaver, Jerry Grody, you know, Bud Harrelson. I'm telling my age.
No, those are great players, and I'm not sure that we have players like that today. It was a different era.
Yeah.
You know, we have three eras of baseball, I feel. The era you just spoke of, and the man who was your namesake, now Ted Williams. Look at Ted Williams when he played baseball. Then look at the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire era, which, you know, they were on steroids. They admitted to that.
And now
we have another era where it's come back full circle to where it started.
That's right. You know, I was talking about Roberto Clemente the other day. Great ball player.
Absolutely.
Acknowledged. I don't know what the circumstances are. Ted was very avoiding. Ted Williams avoided the media for a lot.
He was not pleasant, from what I heard.
Yeah, the sports writers and so forth.
Yeah, until later in his life.
Yeah.
Because he had some problems, but he worked through them.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of his life, he ended okay.
Yes.
God bless him.
Number nine. The last person to have what? A lifetime batting average of .400.
He was tremendous. And by the way, you're hearing it in the background. Dennis Haskins from Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell is here.
Is that right?
Tonight, because it's Teacher Appreciation Night tonight here at the Clippers Stadium.
By all means, teachers, educators of all walks, and our social workers and all of our public servants, thank you for your service. It does not just belong to military, but I want to let you know, social workers, teachers, the medical staff, and our regular public servants, fire and police, thank you for your service.
Teachers, I mean, my goodness, you know, you hate to bring it up on a night like more school shootings. Oh. It's tough to be a teacher nowadays.
Absolutely. Gone are the teachers who used to be a parent and a teacher. You know what I mean? They would take your kid home. Hey, your kids missed school today. You get a little butt whipping. Yeah, my teacher used to take me home when I missed, and I thought I was sliding in. They don't make teachers like that no more.
No, they don't. Things changed as time went on, and it's very interesting. You know, this past year, I got a chance to go back in the schools. That was my degree from Ohio State, was education.
Right.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. I went back, and I did some subbing they asked me to do, and, you know, it's kids are great.
Mr. Spears, can I go to the bathroom?
That's right. You know, it's people think schools are not great environments. They are today. They're still smart. Still gifted.
That's right.
Kids are still polite.
That's
you know, it's like it always was.
I just would like the school systems to really measure up to some of these foreign countries who have some outstanding, technological advanced children.
They certainly do.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because sports keeps a lot of kids going in school. They show up to school, they perform well on their tests so they can play. That's always been a tremendous pair-up.
What about the schools that are now making parents pay for their children's
that's tough.
Athletic departments?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the athletic departments used to pay for themselves, and I don't know what's changed.
It irks me to think that a mother has to say, honey, I know you're pretty good at basketball, but I just can't afford to pay for the uniforms, pay for the, you know.
Well, we hope that scholarships and grants will come through. And, you know, this is one thing I am a big proponent of, and this is a good time to mention it on Teacher Appreciation Night here at the Clippers game.
Yeah.
When you leave money, a lot of people leave it to colleges.
Yeah.
Don't forget the public schools.
That's
they operate
right.
on
Our
a budget.
Kids, that's right. Our kids need it at the small levels right on up, you know, the grade levels. Get encourage them kids with little scholarships of that nature. Find out what kids are outstanding academically and in sports and give them a chance.
Certainly, because, I mean, college is great, and if you want to leave your money to a college, I'm not telling you what to do with
it.
But, I mean, they do charge tuition, and public schools do not.
That's right.
So there's a little different money hierarchy.
Help your local public schools today.
Beautiful, yeah. Ted. Now, baseball on a night like this, when you were back in New York or maybe here in Columbus, did you like going to baseball games?
I loved it. I would always go out in the bleachers, of course, at Yankee Stadium on bat day, ball day, helmet day, you know what I'm saying? And then
Free stuff.
And it was only a dollar. It was only $1 to get in the bleacher seat. You like baseball?
Yeah.
Patrick says
I'm an Indians fan.
Oh, are you? Go Tribe. Yeah.
Long suffering if you're an Indians fan, that's for sure. That's a long suffering.
He said the Indians, not the Browns.
That's a whole nother story. Yeah. You know, it was great. I thought baseball was rejuvenated a few years ago when the Cubs won the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was watching it. It was wonderful.
Yeah. I didn't, there was a couple teams I liked seeing to win. You know, the San Francisco Giants and of course, Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh as far as that goes. The Tribe was okay, and the Reds were all right, too, but if I had a Kenny Lofton over Johnny Bench, you know, I'd have to go with the big red machine.
I certainly understand that. The Reds, although, not doing so well at this
Marge
point.
Marge Schott, I love you, too.
The late Marge Schott. Now, there was an owner with pizzazz, you would say.
Yeah. Oh,
some of the things
a lot
she
of
said.
Flair,
she
you
had
know.
Flair. She was, yes, and that big dog.
I would have loved to seen her and George Steinbrenner get in a shouting match.
Can you imagine if they had to work something out? If they had to get in a room, that would have been unbelievable.
George, sit down.
That's exactly right. And she had that big dog. That dog would have ate George.
Yeah.
What was the dog's name? Shotzi. Old Shotzi. St. Bernard, I believe.
Well, what is the mascot to the Clippers, if you don't mind me asking?
Does anybody know the mascot for the Clippers?
Patrick's
got it.
Crash the what? Parrot? Is it a parrot?
I think it's a parrot, yeah.
Okay. Blowing me. It's a parrot.
It's a parrot here at... Oh, Ted!
Is it the seventh inning stretch? Or
where are we in the game? Do we know? I cannot see a scoreboard.
Scoreboard right behind.
Is it right across?
You
right
see it?
I see it now. We are in, it looks like, the top of the fourth.
Top of the fourth.
And it looks, the bottom. We're heading into the bottom of the fourth.
Okay.
And it looks like the Clippers are down 3-0.
Okay. Let's go, Columbus Clippers!
Is that right? No, can I get it backwards? One nothing.
I need
new glasses.
There we are, 3. No wonder the lady right there was laughing at us. She's like, where does he see the 3?
She's saying, what is he talking about? I'm sorry, people.
That's all right. We're
home folk and Marion don't know what's going on down here in Columbus.
Once again, to all of our teachers.
Well, you should be giving me cues, for God's sake, to tell me what's going on.
Yeah, where's
over
our
there?
Statistician? Patrick would normally be.
Patrick, can you see that over there?
Can you see the score? It's 1-0 now. Thanks to this lovely lady. Are you a teacher, by the way?
No.
Okay. She's just here with the teachers.
But Mr. Belding is hopping around here somewhere. He was here earlier on.
Is that right?
He swung by. I think he's going to swing back. He's still here? Well, good. We'll get him back.
Well, I
here.
Just want to take one more moment and thank all of the educators, all of our teachers. Thank you so much for what you do, what you can do. And that's not considering ducking bullets or patting children down these days.
If you can inspire one student, if you can get in one student's mind, you can change the world.
That's right. That's right.
Every president, every senator, every congressperson, every mayor had a teacher.
That's right. And they all had a favorite teacher.
You have to.
You know.
Who was yours? Favorite teacher on Educator Night here.
Mrs. Davis. Yeah. She was the one that really thought my voice could do something. Not necessarily in broadcasting, but she tried to, and she was a music teacher. And I never, you know, thought about music as an alternative or anything, but she would always say, Ted, you would be a dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-
You would have been a doo-wopper.
Or one of the things like the Temptations. I know you want to leave me, but I... Okay.
Oh, that's another, that was good.
That's not karaoke.
You off your next album. Your next album. That was good. Well, you know, people with deep voices are gifted singers. So many of them. Pavarotti, opera singers. Yeah. But if you have a deep voice, you sound good.
How's Stan over here? Stan's with us. And Stan's from Mechanicsburg, Ohio.
Mechanic, I've been there.
Yeah, come on over here, Stan.
Yes.
Route 4 goes through.
Right, absolutely.
Hello to everybody in Mechanicsburg, south of Marion. Tune into their station. It's great to meet this legend here, so, and Patrick, too.
Patrick and Stan, Fridays on Fox.
Beautiful. And some people are being shuffled through here.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, man? I'm doing well.
Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, greeting people here in the Huntington Park. Don't forget, this event is supported by the committee to elect Jeff Ratliff, county prosecutor, and by Schrader Computer. We thank them for allowing to be here.
Hey, I'm going to take a pause for one call.
Ted's going to take a picture.
And have to take a picture with my friend.
All right.
I've got Colin over here.
He's got it. Ted will be back. Golden voice will be back, but I'm still here with you. Because this is WWGH Radio's broadcast from Huntington Park, Columbus Clippers, Columbus, Ohio. And don't forget, we want to say it again. We thank our supporters so much, which get us here. Jeff Ratliff for county prosecutor, the committee to elect him. Thank you so much for letting us come here tonight. And certainly, we want to thank Schrader Computer. Do you hear that over the speaker as you listen back in Marion? So I am not fighting with the people there. It's a beautiful night here. It's a beautiful... Sean, sit down. I need somebody to talk to here for a moment. We're in Huntington Park. We're in beautiful Columbus, Ohio.
And you cannot ask for better weather.
Or better friends.
Or better friends.
Dennis Haskins, Ted Williams.
Yes.
And I love these people.
I talked to Dennis about 15, 20 minutes ago. He's going to try his best to come back.
We need him.
But he's very busy. He's got to
go upstairs. But he's going to try to make it back. They have a phone number.
Yeah.
We hope that happens. We certainly do. The people here at the Clippers, too, we need to mention, they have been very, very helpful, accommodating, helpful, wonderful, and hopefully we can do this more often because it's a tremendous time.
Absolutely. You know, you can't ask for better atmosphere. as well.
And the weather there stayed okay. It was overcast. It rained this morning, but it has not hit us tonight, and we are doing okay.
Yeah, I think it's, and you know, it's nobody. Ted Williams. You can't get him anywhere.
You cannot do any better than Ted Williams. Yeah. The voice, the personality, the exuberance, everything about him is an A+ in my book.
It sure is. And I'm glad it's not really hot.
You don't do well in the heat.
I don't do well in the heat.
No. He doesn't do well. We're glad that it's not hot, so you've made it through okay.
Yeah.
Some days. Today you're doing okay.
I'm doing okay today.
You're doing okay today.
I'm doing okay.
You did take it before you came, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Okay, we didn't have any accidents before our broadcast is over.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
my right. Goodness.
Yeah.
You know, we were in New York. We were in Manhattan last year at this time, and they still won't let us come back.
Oh, yes. Man. Oh, that little... Oh, because I wasn't wearing...
You have a collar on tonight.
I have a collar on it.
Yeah, only if you'd have had a collar on then.
Yeah, she said that old... What is she?
She said you aren't coming in.
I think she was from Iran or something. Or
I don't recall that. I think she was from Manhattan.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have a collar to get in the Rainbow Room.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do think that for people who have not been to Clippers games, this is where you want to be. This is a beautiful place. Baseball is America's game.
Yep.
And if you want to come and see a baseball game, have a good time at affordable prices, there's only one place to go. 45 minutes up the road from Marion, and you are here in Huntington Park, which is a beautiful facility.
And the old farm...
No, the traffic was very good.
Yeah.
And I think that when you come to an event like this, you have a tremendous time, you enjoy yourself, and in the end, that's all you need. That's all you really want when it comes to baseball. Baseball is a very methodical game. It's different than football. It's not freezing. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So that's all you got to say.
Yeah. So, and also, you know, you got to...
I don't think they can hear you, Terry.
Family-oriented.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a family atmosphere. It's a family atmosphere. And you can bring your kids here, and unlike some other activities that may or may not be done today, you can have a good time.
Yeah.
You can have a good time, affordable price, and I believe Mondays are Diamond Dog Night. Am I wrong in saying that?
I think you're right.
I believe that's true, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I'm getting a yes on that one.
Oh, no Mondays?
Thank goodness. I can't believe I got the score wrong earlier.
Oh,
I couldn't see it.
I think we got to buy you new five purples.
Well, you were standing in the way. It was
I was in the way
I'm going to blame it on you.
I think our guest is coming back.
I hope so. That'll be a lot of fun again.
I'll let Ted Williams take over.
Let Ted Williams take over and come on back to the mic here.
Back into the control room here.
Meeting with some
nice guys, Brian and, of course, Tyler, and they are friends, and they wish me well. You know, I was asking my manager, by the way, he's here tonight, Scott Anthony, and I was just asking him, I wonder, will there ever be a time, and of course, maybe sooner than what I would think, where somebody just wouldn't recognize me, and I could, you know, because people now have taken it a step further. Now, if they want to do a selfie, they don't have to ask, hi, can I take a selfie? They'll just come and just say, you know, geez. You know,
they don't care. But, no personal space.
I have to say that as this blessing continues, as this journey continues, the man with the God-given golden voice, Scott, I'm meeting so many people who have always either said, I've always wanted to meet you, or they would say, I was just talking about you. Wondering what was going on, and so I guess part of that purpose is to be here with you tonight and meet some of the fine people here.
Well, you know, it's
and you've got a great deal of listeners. I love that.
It's very well. It's come along. You know, this past week on the station, we had Governor Strickland in the
studio.
Yeah,
you were saying.
We
a
had
full 2-hour interview.
Full 2 hours live in the studio, uninterrupted.
Governor Strickland, I love you.
Governor Strickland, he was a good man.
Yeah.
Good man, nice man. He was a Methodist minister. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
That's why you got to listen to the station because
you guys still simulcast?
I'll tell you, this is something new in the last year.
Okay.
If you go to the website, which has been re- redone. We have somebody handling the website now.
Gotcha.
WWGH1071.com. All of our shows are archived dating back to January of 2016. Every show that's ever aired, you can go listen to there.
Oh,
and now, on your mobile device, you download, it's absolutely free, it's called TuneIn.
TuneIn. Okay.
And you will get WWGH Radio free on any mobile device.
Wow. Go WWGH. Go WWGH.
You could listen in Brazil.
Wow. Well, you know, Scott and I had a radio show.
I did. I listened to a few episodes.
Oh, did you?
I did. Got up early.
Yeah, okay. Well, yes. That's pretty. Now you know you've arrived when your competitor listens to you.
Yeah, well, that's right. But you know, it's a friendly competitiveness.
That's right. I love you very much. Listen, I got to tell you, since we're in the vein of sports, I have been taking the opportunity to just cram myself with so much of that's on the internet about various historic, monumental situations. And I was just recently watching interviews with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. You know, they're talking about rivalries or it's just been phenomenal, man. Barkley and Jordan, you know, LeBron, he don't never have an interview with somebody. You know, I'd love to see LeBron and Steph Curry or Kevin Durant talk. You know.
Is he better than Michael Jordan?
Who?
LeBron.
No, you know that.
Well, no, there's a lot of talk of that.
No.
Now, Patrick shaking his head, yes.
I would have to say Kobe Bryant came under Michael, and LeBron came under Kobe.
Well, I'll tell you, here's what they say, and this
Kobe
is not my opinion.
Five rings.
Well, here's what I've been told. When Michael Jordan had a good team.
Yeah.
You know, you had Scottie Pippen, you had people on the Bulls that made that a great team.
Yeah.
It seemed like, you know, LeBron James came to Cleveland and all of a sudden they had a team.
Yeah.
So I think that's a little different. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm not taking any away from LeBron. I love that man. Emphatically, you know, from his early days on up to current, you know. And I think he did an outstanding job with the camaraderie that he brings to the court. You know, but to compare him to Jordan, now.
I think I agree with you, because I do think what Jordan was able to do, he was playing against Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, some of the best, and was top dog.
That's right. He was muscled out even by Barkley, and Isaiah tried to, you know, pull a few little tricks with the Bad Boys of Detroit.
And then he went and played baseball for a while as well. Michael Jordan was in the baseball arena at one point.
And he said his dad was, a strong baseball, and he really wanted Michael to play baseball as opposed to basketball.
You know, baseball remains America's game. Now, we all love football.
Yeah.
Football draws big crowds. Super Bowl is usually the most watched thing every year. Big money in football. But baseball is America's game.
Yeah, absolutely. Baseball, America's pastime.
America's pastime.
The greatest ball players, I would have to say Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid.
Still alive.
Yeah.
You know, and some of these great...
Johnny Bench.
Who's
Pete
there?
Rose.
Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, he should. I've heard of other ball players out in Vegas. You know, out there betting and gambling, who knows on what. Okay, Pete admits, but he's contributed so much to the America's pastime.
And he worked under Marge Schott, which is no easy task.
You ain't lying.
He should be in the Hall of Fame just for that.
Just for that reason,
alone.
And who knows, he probably was betting Marge.
Oh, well, I'm sure Marge.
Marge was out there betting.
Oh, of course she was. Yeah. Of course she was. Oh,
yeah,
that
there
is
you
right
go.
As of
and that's
Monday.
Something. So why can't we induct Charlie Hustle into the Hall of Fame?
As of Monday, it's legal to bet on college games. It's legal to bet on... Supreme Court said so.
Well, you know, I haven't gambled or anything. I don't write... I don't play the Ohio Lottery. I don't play any. I don't scratch off. You know, when I was very young, a traumatic experience happened. I seen a friend of mine get his head blowed off as a result of gambling. Because people change in winnings and in losing, you know. And it is a disease. Gambling is a disease. You know, going out betting on a horse, yeah, that's all right. But going out betting your house on a horse, That's something totally different. And honey, I will have the house back tomorrow. I got a good lead in Belmont.
You know, and of course, one of the greatest movies of all time about one of the greatest players of all time, Jackie Robinson.
42.
I love that movie.
Yes, absolutely. Brooklyn Dodger back in Ebbets Field.
With Branch Rickey, who we've got series of highway here in Ohio named the Branch Rickey.
Yeah,
highway.
Yeah,
and I think it's on Route 23.
Branch Rickey was ahead of his time.
He really was. He looked at baseball.
Yeah, that's what he looked at.
He was a man who ran a team, and that's all that mattered.
Yeah.
And it should have been that way with everybody else. But it wasn't at that time. But thank goodness we've come around. We've evolved.
Yeah, look how Gale Sayers was treated when he went with Brian Piccolo.
Well, exactly.
Brian embraced him as a brother.
He did.
The rest of the teams didn't want that brother in the shower with them.
No, and that's, you know, that's a whole thing.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about
it. No, but I don't have a problem talking about it. Okay. But I think it's interesting that people have not been able to coexist for the oddest reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't. They don't. How do you think this wedding's going to come off at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Is this the royal wedding?
The royal wedding.
All right.
I don't know. All I know is she's American.
Yeah.
That has never happened.
Right, right.
She is divorced.
Now, this is Harry getting married.
Harry,
right?
The prince.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry. But I heard
congratulations, kids.
I heard today the queen was not happy because her family is doing interviews and things. And she doesn't care for that.
I don't want an American in my family. I love you, Queen.
Ted, what is the character, the older gentleman that you used to do on
Well, I tell you, oh, God, let me tell you, he's still around, but I think is this a seventh-inning stretch? That's the part I like. Yeah, I like it, too. Scott? Nowhere near the seventh inning. My glasses. Yeah. Get off my lawn.
I was taking a look. I think it's the top of the
Listen,
pit
I'm going to tell you. WGWH, is it, right?
WWGH.
Okay, I'm getting old,
A man
Scott.
Of your age, yes, certainly.
I'm getting old. Yeah, just get off the air. But that's the old man. That's the old man.
And what was his name?
We never gave him a name. I just called him Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Let's go Clippers. Our statistician over there, what's the score? Still 1-0 at the bottom of?
The fifth?
Of the fifth. And the Clippers are down 1-0.
Clippers are down. Or the Clippers are up one. They're down one. Okay, you were right.
All right, welcome to Huntington Park once again. Teacher Appreciation Day.
Mr. Belding rolling around here.
Mr. Belding. Who is this guy, Mr. Belding?
You remember a show called Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the principal.
Oh, the one that...
Don't we have a picture of him?
No, you know what I was thinking?
What's the picture?
You know what I was thinking was the guy that was the principal.
Here we go. Oh, that's okay. Mr. Belding.
Mr. Belding! Yeah. Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Screech and Zach, yeah, yeah. But you know who I really was thinking about was the Sweat Hogs. Their principal.
Who was the principal on that show?
Yeah, that's right.
Dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's whose face came to mind when you were
Mr.
talking.
Mr. Woodman!
Yeah, yeah, I loved him.
He always came
Because I wanted to just meet him right away.
He was sour. He came
Yeah,
in,
I
he,
loved
he
him.
He never liked this one.
He reminds me of Jeff Dunham's puppet, the old man.
Yes, with the cranky...
Yeah, he reminded me of him, yeah. I love Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, he's the one with Peanut and the one little hillbilly guy.
He's got a tremendous career going.
Jeff Dunham and Terry Fader.
Terry Fader, they both do the puppets.
Yeah, yeah. Ventriloquism, I think I've mentioned that on quite a few of your shows, was one of my first things to do. I wanted to be a ventriloquist so bad in the days of Paul Winchell and Edgar Bergen, Willie Tyler. And you know, my biggest hero, David Letterman, my biggest hero, had a ventriloquist week. And he did. He paid homage to those guys. Yeah,
they were tremendous artists and
Waylon Flowers. And Madam.
I interviewed Madam one time.
Oh my God! I would have.
Yes. Madam was on the show one time.
I love Wayland Flowers and Madam. I still look at their thing.
Well, you know, when I interviewed Madam.
Hi, darling.
Yes, it was very difficult because it was Madam. You were talking to Madam.
That's
and
right.
You weren't talking to the other person.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
He was great.
Way ahead of his time, and that was a sitcom at one point. It was so popular.
Oh. That's my song.
There's some song playing. Ted is gone. Holy Moses. Oh, my word. Ted is going at it here. If you were paying attention right now, man, you can't imagine. You are sad. This is not this is radio that you
hey,
just
this
listened.
Is live here.
What was that dance you did there, Ted?
Did you ever see the Fresh Prince?
Yes.
Well, they had a segment on that had, and that record was by the Sugar Hill Gang. It was called Apache. And Carlton and Will did a little
I remember that now. Yes.
Another dance Carlton did to Tom Jones.
Oh, yeah, they did. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
A tremendous show.
Yes, I love that.
And boy, Will Smith has gone on to do such great work.
Yes, he has. Yes,
as Muhammad
has.
Ali, he was amazing.
Oh, great. I don't know, which performance did you enjoy? Did you enjoy Will Smith's portrayal of Muhammad Ali, or did you like Jamie Foxx as Ray?
Whoa, those were both tremendous performances. I'm going to say Will Smith as Muhammad Ali, because I think that is a tremendous... Muhammad Ali was such a multifaceted person.
Yeah, yeah, and he brought all that
to the
screen.
And to look like a boxer.
Hey, I'll be out in a minute.
That's one of our passerby.
You know, what street are we overlooking here? Does anybody know? What street is this? Huntington Boulevard?
Huntington Boulevard in downtown Columbus, Ohio.
I don't think that's right, but okay.
Hey, I want to say hello to all the Whirlpool employees out there in Marion.
Yes, we make more dryers in Marion than any place in the world.
Too bad dry people aren't part of that.
No.
I'm just teasing. Is Marion a dry county?
I would say so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. There's not a lot going on.
No. I didn't mean in terms of that. I'm talking about, do they sell alcohol there?
But yeah, that's what I mean. Not a lot going on.
Oh, okay.
I don't see alcohol at a lot of places.
Okay, yeah.
It's
And they are the tomato, the capital, I mean, what?
Popcorn.
What
popcorn capital of the world.
Absolutely, popcorn. And we still won't get Bob Nunley on our airwaves.
Oh, yeah, that was an ugly little moment.
Yeah, Bob, if you're listening right now... You still owe us an appearance at WWGH.
Is Bob still on the morning show? I have not watched it for a while.
I to tell you the truth, after Matt Lauer left, and I love Matt Lauer still.
Oh my!
You know, Bill Cosby, I love you still. Prince, I love you still.
Well, you know it's interesting.
Robin Williams, I love you still. George Carlin. I love you still.
Well, it's very interesting because there was a discussion we had on the station a few weeks ago about if somebody does something you don't like, if you're their friend before, should you stay their friend?
Yes.
And I said, yes, you should.
Yes, you should.
Because
absolutely.
Because that's what used to be called a fair weather friend when you left when the going got tough.
Tough, that's right. That's right. And love me for who you fell in love with the first time. And, you know, continue. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. I don't criticize what you do. Now, of course, Bill was a little... You know, trumped up, I would believe. Why, after so many years, did these ladies come out of the woodwork? You know, it kind of... Look at what's the girl with Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill?
Yes.
She came
yes.
straight out right when it happened.
As soon as she heard...
She didn't wait 20 years later and say that, you know, the Supreme Court Justice, Clarence Thomas, Long Dong Silver, and all of
it. And he's still there.
And he's still there.
He's on the court.
And, you know, things like that. Look at Marion Barry. The man smoked crack and right on television... You know, and they got right to it. Ladies, they should have come up right then and there, you know. Bill isn't beyond, messing up.
Do you think he'll get prison time?
I don't know. I was trying to get a little Bill Cosby.
That was good. It's going to be interesting.
As long as they have pudding pops, I will go to jail.
Bill Cosby, I love you. I'm just deep.
You never know. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know what's around the corner. That's
hell, hey, OJ.
Yeah, OJ.
That's another story.
Well,
isn't he out? He's out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hobbling around.
Yeah, he's getting older. He's getting on in years now. Did some knee operations, I think.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at, just recently, this is no lie, I was over at the campus area, and I don't know who the ball players were. I believe they were ex-football players, and they all walked like their knees were.
Oh.
I mean, they gave you that, hey, how you doing, big guy? You know, these guys are like 6'8", you know, 330-some pounds, and they're walking like, oh, my God. You know, like it really hurts them.
And to bring it back to baseball, baseball players don't seem to accrue the injuries that football players do, the concussions and things of that
Absolutely.
Nature.
Absolutely.
Baseball is not a contact sport, I wouldn't say.
Well, you know what I would like to see, and I've never met a professional, a former professional hockey player. I'd like to see how they walk. Like Wayne Gretzky walking around. I wonder what he looks like walking around.
I haven't seen Wayne Gretzky for a while. I don't know where he is.
He's probably in a wheelchair in Port Columbus. No, I'm just
I think we're heading into the top of the sixth.
Okay.
All right.
Seventh.
1-0.
1-0 here.
This is what they call a stalemate.
Hello, young lady. How are you? I'm doing well. Thank you.
Oh, and the rain has just started.
Oh, Lord.
It's starting just a thin mist.
Hey, listen,
just
now that
here.
The crowd is at a lull, I just always wanted to say, it's a fly ball in a deep center field going back to the warning track. That ball is gone. Now, don't take that down as a home run here at Huntington Park tonight.
Yeah, because it's raining and yeah. Nothing is going on at this point.
Oh, I don't even hear the ball players playing. I thought they were rolling out the tarp.
No, I think the rain has just started.
Okay.
It's a thin mist, though.
Okay.
We don't even feel it over here. It's raining in front of us, but not behind us.
What do you think the average salary of one of these ball players is?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think, Terry? Throw a number at me. $50,000?
$50,000,
I would say
$50,000. Hey, Ken Stanaki, how much do ball players make? I love Ken Stanaki. Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting thing because they entertain a lot of people. Now, I'm not sure how many people are at the ballpark tonight, but for a day when the weather is not tremendous, it's a pretty fair amount of people.
Oh, yeah. I want to come here for the Dime a Dog night.
Dime a Dog on Monday night.
Is it Monday?
10 dogs for a buck.
Wow. Are you coming? I'll be here. Yeah. Stan, I know you'll be here. Dime a Dog night.
Dime a Dog. And the lights are bright. The rain is coming down, and the game is stalled.
Now, is that who's that announcer?
What's his name? Jeff Widgets.
Jeff Widgets. I like the guy that does the hockey games play-by-play, and his name is Fred Rimmer. Fred Rimmer for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
At one point, you not? Oh, here we go. Do you hear that?
Touching. Yeah!
Yes.
That's my song, y'all. Touching. Come on, Scott.
All right.
Chime in.
Here we go.
Sweet Caroline.
Doom, bum.
Patrick's even singing.
Felt so good.
So good. So good.
Oh, are we having a time here?
Yes, it is.
In Columbus, Ohio.
I love
where
you.
The Clippers are playing Sweet Caroline. Now, that is a you know what team this? This is the favorite of a certain team in the MLB.
Let me see. Is it probably the owners of this farm club?
No, I think they just ripped it off. But it's the Boston Red Sox. Boston Red Sox?
Is that right?
Sweet Caroline, Boston. There we go.
How y'all doing?
Trivia for 200.
Let me go over here and say hello to
Buzz. Buzz.
There it is. Okay.
Okay. And the thin... Do we have a leak here? I tell you what, we're broadcasting with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. He's going to go visit for a minute.
And I'm just going to visit.
Go visit. He'll be back. But it is fun to be sure here at the Clippers Stadium in Huntington Park. Patrick, how are you?
I'm good.
You're good. Now, what do you like best about coming to the Clippers game?
I like watching the games.
You're like, what? Now, are you a big Clippers fan? How many games do you take in a year?
Not too many, because I've been broke lately.
The tickets are like $15, are they not?
I think seven on certain days.
Seven on certain days?
I thought there were seven all the time for general admission.
Seven. Okay. Works for me. It's a beautiful night here.
It is.
And we are now in the top of the fifth, yeah.
Oh.
And Mr. Belding, Dennis
Patrick,
Haskins, we hope will be sliding through here at some point. And that's the way we go. That's the way this is done. That's the way broadcasts happen.
Yeah.
And
car wash.
What are you going to say to Mr. Belding when he walks
I'm
on?
I'm going to tell him that I was a big fan. Now,
big
did Robin
fan.
Givens play also on Head of
the... That was Head of the Class.
Wrong sitcom. Anyway, I
that was Howard Hessman.
Screech. What is it? Screech was my favorite dude. And what's the other one? Screech and Zach.
Zach. Slater.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, the picture again. Let's look at the picture here.
Okay, Zach was my dude.
Now,
who was that?
That's Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez. Okay. And
that was him.
That's him. That was about 30 years ago, that picture.
What does he look like now?
Well, similar.
Really?
Similar. He had a hat on when I saw him.
Well, that's great. Yes. He had a hell of a bunch to try to control.
What a great, great group that was.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like there could have been trouble.
That is a, you know what, that was Screech.
Now,
Would you like to see Screech and Horseshack get into it?
Oh.
Celebrity. What did they used to call that?
Didn't they duke it out?
Celebrity boxing, yeah.
I think they did fight each other at one point.
Did they?
Yes.
Wow.
And I think Screech beat up...
And Horseshack.
Yeah, Screech beat up Horseshack.
Did he?
He did.
Well, there must be an age difference.
There's an age difference, and, you know, old Horseshack should not have been in the ring at that point.
Oh, Mr. Carter! I used to love that,
man. It was a great show.
Yeah.
And everybody had the big hair, and it was Mr. Carter.
John Travolta. Hey, let me ask you.
Yes.
Listen, I know everyone here in attendance in this little circle here are all John Travolta fans, or at least loved one or two of John Travolta's movies. What is this that's coming out that the man is gay? Are you hearing anything on your AP or
the man is married, I believe.
Yes, we do know that, and I love him very much, but yes. A beautiful woman John's married to. And somebody came out in the news media and said that they were his one-time lover. Now, whether they're trying to extort money. And again, John, I still love you.
Oh, maybe it's a publicity stunt.
I can see that.
He played an excellent
Robert Shapiro, didn't he?
Oh, he did in the OJ thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who did Effley Bailey I thought was very good. Who did Effley Bailey in that? You know, F. Lee Bailey's been on WWGH radio.
Is that right? Oh, the infamous F. Lee Bailey.
You know, I was worried he was going to litigate with me in the interview. If I said something wrong, I don't want to show up on the doorstep the next day.
You're going to court.
You know, we know him from OJ, of course, but do you know that he has Ohio roots? He's the man who got Sam Shepard out of jail.
Yeah. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
F. Lee Bailey, bad boy.
He's a great interview, too. Because he uses all that Latin legalese, and he knows what he's doing.
Wow.
He told the best story. He said he was sitting next to Sam Shepard. Sam had been in jail for 11 years, and he said he did not have Sam testify. And when the judge said he was going to overturn the sentence, not guilty, he said Sam slammed his hand down on the wooden table and about broke it. And he said, it's about time.
Oh, man.
What a moment.
What a moment. I have to tell you another moment. Listen to this. I read that Ted Bundy was facing death. Remember I told you this once before?
Yes.
And they asked Ted Bundy, what are your last words? He said, I came here to die. I didn't come here to make a speech.
Oh.
And his last dinner was an empty plate.
Defiant to the end.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, that reminds me of a joke. The joke is there's three kids in school, and they go to the first... Hey,
the Mark V! They're playing Speed Racer.
Speed Racer.
This is the seventh inning, right?
Is this the... No, I think it's the sixth. Who's coming? I can't see anything. Oh, it's a hot dog race.
Oh, it's a hot dog race.
Oh, my. Can we see that from
here? Yeah, we can make it a
little bit. Yes, we can. Oh, look at the hot dogs. There's some hot dogs out there.
It's the seventh inning stretch.
Do you see the hot dogs? One just fell down. Mickey Mustard is the
Mickey
big winner.
Mickey Mustard, I'll be darned.
Holy Moses.
Hats go off to Mickey Mustard.
The big winner tonight in the hot dog race.
Hey, village now, people, there you go.
Village people. And Ted is doing it up here in the rafters.
Oh, having a ball here.
See,
it's a Friday night in the capital city.
It's a Friday night. That's how they say in Mechanicsburg. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday. Friday night.
It's a Friday night.
Now I can tell the joke. The joke was there's three kids in school, and the teacher goes to the first parent and says, our kid says, what's your mom do? Or what's your father do? And the kid says, my father's a doctor. And he goes to the second kid. He says, what's your father do? He says, my father's a lawyer. He goes to the third kid. He says, what's your father do? He says, my father's dead. He said, well, what did he do before he died? He said he went, ooh. See, you even get comedy.
Right here on WWGH. So again, June is June 10th.
4 years.
4 years.
That I've been
right there,
busting
braving
with interviews.
Yeah, yeah.
10,000
interviews.
Now
let me ask you a question. Oh, remember the last time I was there?
Yes.
And I'm not going to say old or elderly, but my friends there. Was it Chuck or Charles and his lovely wife?
Yes, yes. They're still with us.
They're still with you?
3 days a week.
Now, what was it that the city of Marion was trying to put replicas of or something? Or
Cardinals.
They did. Cardinals, that's
never
what
happened.
It was. Okay, never happened.
We don't know what's going on with that.
Okay.
We ask about that every so often.
Yeah.
And they don't really give us
Well, see, let you know, it was on the tip of my mind as well.
Well, see, everybody wants to know what happened to the Cardinals.
Yeah, what happened
So if you're listening in Marion,
yeah,
call the Community Foundation, because that's who's hand. Dean Jacob.
Dean Jacob, give him a call.
And they're going to try to get the Cardinals up before it gets cold again, so maybe we'll see that in the fall.
All right. That's something to look forward to.
And you have to design a Cardinal.
Are you coming through? They're like, no.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, see, there's a great camaraderie here at Huntington Park.
That's right.
And it's raining. Where else would you want to be?
It's raining, man. Hallelujah. Oh, wait a minute. That's another chapter.
It's kind of a
Ted Williams with you.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a hush. A hush has fallen over the crowd here.
Yeah, and for what reason?
Did one of the hot dogs fall down?
All right. Yes, that I am doing. And Scott, am I at liberty to talk about book number two? You know, I do have another book coming out, Scott. I do want to tell you that. Scott, come here for a minute, please. I have to have the assistance of my manager, Scott Anthony.
We can do that.
Scott, can you tell him a little bit of a gist of? Can he sit there for one quick second?
No. We got a mic here. Okay, there we go.
All right, here we go. Our audio problem is fixed.
So we're co-writing a book. It's called The Power of Believing.
Oh.
Believing in yourself and believing in the God in you.
And the importance of believing in yourself.
Okay. How great. And you expect this book to be out when?
A
few months.
Yeah.
So it's an inspirational book.
Absolutely. And pretty much motivational as well.
Yes, exactly. Right.
You know. You can't have one without the other. You know, spiritual connections along with motivation, and you know, I just want people to know that there is power in believing in yourself and achieving the things that you want. For instance, when did you start believing in Scott Spears to accomplish the many things that you have?
About 25 minutes ago.
That's coming out at Barnes and Noble's near you.
Right. You know, I don't know. You know, it's interesting because I think you just Do you live in the moment? There's a lot of talk of that. I don't know. I don't pay attention. Yeah. I think about, yes, I did that. Okay.
Well, no, I think I have tendencies to reach back and think about what I could have, should have, and, you know, done.
Regrets.
So staying in the moment happens to be a hard thing for me. My mind is just always thinking about tomorrow, what's going to go on next week. Excuse me. And then from time to time, I'm thinking about the past.
WWGH Radio is broadcasting live here from Huntington Park, Columbus, Ohio, and we do want to thank our supporters again, the committee to elect Jeff Ratliff, County Prosecutor, and Schraderer Computer. We thank them so much for supporting this broadcast tonight with the man with the golden...
Terry, I love you.
Oh,
you know I do.
We hear a nice little bump.
I just want to say, come on back here, Patrick. We only needed the seat for a moment. Now you are the king of the seat. Well, did we score or what?
No, we didn't. It was a double play.
Double play.
A DP.
You know, I have to tell you, Scott, this is truly, truly monumental for me to be here tonight with you.
Never happened before.
I love you. Yeah, we never met at the ballpark. We've met in Marion at the mall.
We have.
I hear the mall is now totally empty.
No. Well, we left. I don't go there.
It's totally empty.
No reason for me to go there anymore.
Yeah. That was the only mall, and don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking the folks of Marion for that mall or the support of it, but that was the only mall I know that is completely empty, but they have a Bath and Body Works there. Honey, I want some body spray. Go to the mall.
No problem, you have to really want it to go to that
mall.
Yeah,
to go to the mall.
To go to that,
but you guys got another mall, though. I mean, a mall that everybody...
Yeah, the other side of town is much busier, and okay, that mall became dilapidated because of that.
I thought I was going to have to try to buy that.
I was wondering if you could take that over and whip it into shape.
Yeah.
Here we go. Dennis Haskins is going to sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame. It's Dennis Haskins. That's Mr. Belding.
I got some kids with me to help me out. The mascot. We're going to sing a la Harry Carey. Are you ready? A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ballgame.
Well, now they're singing. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I ever get back.
Yeah! All right. Please.
It's a shame.
I'll be leaving
here. One, two, three strikes.
Shoot out at the old ball game. We're here. Scott, Kathy says hello.
Oh, Kathy, hello.
And we're on our way out of here in a little bit, baby.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Thank you so much.
Huh?
Okay.
And
that was the voice
go.
Of Dennis Haskins.
Mr.
Belvedere? Mr. Belding.
Mr. Belvedere.
You know, it's good that he's here because now he should be making his way this way. Was that my understanding?
I hope so. I'd like to meet him.
We'd like to meet. Ted would like to meet him. We hope he, after the 7th, was that the idea that he'd be making his way here? Where'd that number go? Somebody call that number. See if they're... Terry, do you have that number? There we go. We're going to make a call and see if Mr. Belding is on his way so we can have that experience.
Are you
going to
put him on the air?
We'll put him on the air.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We're going to do it. You have a question for him?
Yeah, I'd like to know, were those kids the kids that they portrayed actor-wise, were they, after the cameras were off?
You know, there was a book written by one of them that was kind of like a tell-all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I'm not for those tell-all books.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're true.
Oh.
See, because I think when you write about somebody else, I think that is, you obviously have a bone to pick.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I gave a lot of support to the idea of those women coming in late with the Bill Cosby allegations. I want to say on Matt Lauer's behalf as well, the women came in late.
Well, here's there's a talk of right now, should he be able to work?
Yes, absolutely.
I think
Brian Williams is working, and he lied about being in war.
He got confused, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. We took a helicopter, and we were right in the line of fire, and this, that. Come to find out he was in his backyard.
He was in his backyard the whole time. It was all a little... But now he's only allowed to come on television after 11 o'clock. They don't allow him at 6:30 anymore.
Lion Brian Williams.
And that was so sad, and he kept saying he was mistaken. He made it up.
I'll tell you one person who was applauding it, Lester Holt.
Oh, Lester Holt. Well, yeah, he got lucky. It ended well. I think we're on the phone right now with the Mr. Belding connection, and we're hoping... huh? Okay. We're hoping to hear from Mr. Belding, Dennis Haskins, who did the 7th inning. Now, I'm not sure where the press box is here. You were in the press box today.
Yeah, I was up in just about a few of those press boxes up there. And walked in on a live broadcast, my manager and I. And we thought we were looking for you.
Is that where Dennis Haskins was? Was he in the press box?
I don't know.
That?
But Tansky Toyota has quite a few up there.
They do. They're doing well here. It's now the bottom of the 7th. It is still 1-0. Clippers holding it off.
Well, listen, Scott, I don't know how much more airtime I have.
Just a few more minutes here. We hope that we will see Dennis Haskins in those few minutes.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank my